Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Keisu. We're at the Burlington Toy Con. We're here with actor Ian Scott Rudolph from The Big Bang Theory. You play Captain Sweatpants?
Yep, I play Captain Sweatpants, the guy in the comic book shop, and wear my sweatpants and my special t-shirt. It's lots of fun.
Tell us a little bit about how you got the role, and did they tell you it was going to be a recurring character when you got it?
No, actually, it was the second season of the show. I'd never heard of Big Bang before, or the Big Bang Theory, you know, back then. And they called me up to do this non-speaking role, and I told them, you know what, I thank you for, you know, considering me, but I just don't do that. And they're like, okay. And then they called back like an hour later. They're like, no, they really want you to show up for this. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really flattered, you know, but I just don't do like background stuff. And then they called back a third time. They're like, hey, we'll pay $300 just to show up.
Oh, wow.
at Warner Brothers. And I was driving by actually really close. I'm like, how can I turn down $300? And so I showed up, and there are a bunch of other guys there who looked kind of like me. And I'm like, you know what? I bet you I'm going to get this role, just because it's always the guy that doesn't want it that gets, at least for me. When I really want something, it's just hard to get. And and they chose me for it, and it was supposed to be a one-day thing, and then it just kept coming back.
Oh, cool. Have they asked you, are you going to be on this season? Did they give you any spoilers? Or?
They haven't told me so far. What's usually they'll call a couple weeks in advance and say, hey, are you busy these days? You know, we'd really like you to come in for something.
Cool.
And so, they keep us, you know, pretty much everyone actually doesn't know what's going more than an episode or two.
Okay.
So I'm sure I'll be back, just don't know when.
Okay. Now, obviously, Kath and I are geeks. We're wondering, are you at all into comic books or anything that they talk about on the show?
You know, I'm more into it now, but at the time, I really wasn't that into a lot of the stuff. And what's funny, though, is on the show, the people that actually work on the show, like the props people, they think I'm like a comic book expert.
Oh, yeah.
And so they'll be putting stuff up in the comic book shop, asking me questions about the different characters. And unless it's, you know, some of the more main characters, I just didn't at the time know that much.
Okay.
As the show's grown, it's been great to just be a part of the whole culture of things and,
oh, that's cool,
and learn a lot.
Nice. Would you ever do a comic book movie or TV show if they ever offered it to you?
Oh, of course. I would love to. I would love to do something like that. Usually I'm doing more comedy stuff.
Right.
I would love to do a comic book, anything related to comic books would be great.
Okay. Now, we talked to John Ross Bowie earlier. He said his dream job would be being on Doctor Who. Do you have anything you would consider a dream job?
Doctor Who would be cool. I know I just actually did something that was a dream for me. I had a little role in an upcoming Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, wow.
And, it's a really tiny role, but to be directed by Clint Eastwood was my dream.
That's the coolest.
And it was amazing. I actually, as I'm doing it, I didn't want to look Clint right in the face, because I'm like, I'm going to freak out if, you know, I'm like standing next to him, he's talking to me. And so I feel, hey, I'm satisfied now.
Nice. That's cool. Nice. Any other upcoming projects you want to pimp on the show?
Let's see. I have a bunch of stuff that I don't know if it's going to go or not, so I can't really talk about it. But I also do producing.
Okay.
And I have a movie that Lionsgate released last November, which you can see now at video stores or on demand, called The Ghost Maker.
Okay.
And I'm not in it or anything. I just produced it. But it's a supernatural thriller about a coffin that lets you become a ghost when you get in it. And
oh, wow.
It's pretty cool. And then we just shot another movie that I'm in. We don't know what it's going to be called, but it all takes place on a cruise ship, and it's kind of a sci-fi movie.
Okay.
Where these family friends when they were kids, and they end up all in this, and they hadn't seen each other in 20 years since there was a car accident. And 20 years later, they all end up on the same cruise ship, and there's a reason why, and they have to kind of figure it out.
Well, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, so right now we're calling it The Repositioning, but I doubt, you know, those distributors always want to change the title and things.
Okay. You have a website that people can visit as well, correct?
Sure, yeah. Come check me out at ianrudolph.com. I-A-N-R-U-D-O-L-P-H.com, and see what's coming up.
Cool. And actually, my friend Kristen will kill me if I don't ask you this. What was it like doing scenes with Will Wheaton?
Well, it was a lot of fun. He is a real connoisseur of anything in nerd culture. And, you know, just being around him is a lot of fun. And what's fun is just everyone that comes up to talk to him, an expert in whatever it is, he knows more. And he doesn't say it like I know more, but he'll come up with details you wouldn't believe. So
cool.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Everyone on the show is great. There's, you know, even you paid me $10,000 to say something bad about someone, I couldn't even come up with it. But if you want to try, you know, reach me at ianrudolph.com, and I'll try and come up with something. But everyone's great.
Oh, great. Well, we hope Canada's treating it great, and we certainly appreciate the interview and continued success.
Oh, thanks so much.
Cool.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.